Dr. Renaud Joannès-Boyaux also tracks metals. His chosen element is barium, but he uses it as a clue to behaviour. It tells him, and I kid you not, how long Neanderthal women breastfed their babies. And he does this at Southern Cross University in Lismore, New South Wales, by examining teeth.
Tooth is actually the hardest part of the human body, stays quite consistent with burials, even if it's really old. That's one of the few things that you find from very old human remains.
Hence the collection of teeth on your table here.
That's correct.
Yeah. What teeth have you got?
Well, I've got mainly animals at the moment. They're from Neanderthal sites in France, and they are mainly bovids or bears and some wolves as well.
What about the teeth of the Neanderthals themselves?
That was found in Belgium. It's about 100,000 years old, but it's quite a unique piece, actually. So we could actually see the biome variating with the breastfeeding or the weaning time. So we knew what we were looking for. We just didn't know if we were going to be able to see it in the Neanderthals.
Okay, you're looking for the chemical barium.
Yeah, that's correct.
And that indicated something about breastfeeding.
Yeah, that's correct. The breastfeeding time. So you have a different level between the breastfeeding time, the weaning time, and when the child goes to solid food. So the barium will vary depending on which stage he is.
So you can actually look at a creature that's been dead for 100,000 years, look at its teeth, measure the barium and work out how long breastfeeding lasted.
Yeah, that's correct. Like, there's two people also in this paper that are very, very talented, Christine Austin and Tanya Smith. And Tanya basically developed this technique where she can look at every day growth band of the enamel, and she can go back in time almost at a day. Looking at the barium, you can tell actually for how long exactly we had the breastfeeding and the weaning time. And Christine was really good at, you know, mapping all this system and describing the barium movement in it.
Okay, so your conclusion, how long did your Neanderthal ancestors, if they were connected at all, who knows, breastfeed their children?
We found 7 months for the breastfeeding and another 7 months for the weaning time before it goes completely to solid food. So the cause of that, we don't know exactly. It could be potentially that the mother died, or it was just a normal Neanderthal thing. We need to measure more tooth now.
And what about in human history going way back? How long was breastfeeding really kept up?
For pre-industrial society right now, it's usually has a tendency to be longer, probably 2 to 3 years, I would say. It's very influenced by the social network and the community on itself. So I would expect hunter-gatherer to actually go longer, but the fact is on this Neanderthal, it was only, you know, a little bit more than a year.
Just a short time. Well, of course, breastfeeding does, to some extent, inhibit fertility, so you don't have a baby too quickly when you continue to breastfeed.
Yeah, it could be true. There is also ways of doing it with grandmothers as well, like a large social network when you have people actually taking care of the babies and not the mother directly. So there's ways around that.
So you just had the one example. Are you looking for more examples of teeth of Neanderthals?
Yes, we are looking for more. We, in the supplementary material, we did look at different fossils as well. The problem is always the access and the destructiveness of the technique, unfortunately.
You don't get very many Neanderthals here in northern New South Wales, do you?
Not the old kind, at least. The ancient now.
So where do you get your materials?
Well, mainly from Europe. And at the moment, we're trying to get some more samples from France and maybe Belgium if we can.
So you have to go there, back to France?
Yes, you have to go and talk to them and show them that you can do great work and with minimal destruction.
What was the response like when you published this stuff about breastfeeding in Neanderthals?
Most of the people found it quite amazing that we were able to extract those data and find this breastfeeding time and weaning time on a so-called fossils. And also on the monkeys, and the child has a lot of repercussion on human health as well. So it's quite important. And some people started to say that it was, maybe that's why Neanderthals got extinct, is because they had a very short breastfeeding time. This is no, we don't judge if it's a good thing or not to go for smaller breastfeeding time or longer breastfeeding time. We just, this is what happened.
Reporting as he finds it, Dr. Renaud Joannès-Boyaux at the Southern Cross University in Lismore, and his paper was published in the journal Nature.